This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today marks its birth as a nation, highlighted by the usual gala celebration here in Washington. Though critics say that President Trump wants the day's focus on himself. It is billed as a salute to America, honoring men and women in uniform, with tanks and other military equipment used as symbols of the country's armed might. Mr. Trump calls it the show of a lifetime. He'll be the first president in nearly seven decades to make a speech at the event, although Richard Nixon delivered one on videotape in 1970, when the country was bitterly divided over the war in Vietnam. Mr. Trump speaks this evening at the Lincoln Memorial in front of a VIP crowd of Republican donors, among other White House favorites. On the cost of the Trump show, the president says it will be very little compared to what it is worth. More on the celebration of this Independence Day from AP correspondent Matt Small.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence today attended the swearing-in for a group of new American citizens. He praised them all for following the rules.
You step forward. You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The chief White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, tells VOA that top U.S. and Chinese delegations will resume trade talks, as he put it, in earnest this coming week. With a temporary truce in the Washington-Beijing trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. But Kudlow reaffirmed that current U.S. tariffs will stay in place. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong, this after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports, there is continuing fallout from the most recent pro-democracy demonstrations in the territory.
Police announced the arrest of 12 people who tried to disrupt a ceremony on the 1st of July, marking the anniversary of Hong Kong's return from Britain to China in 1997. Pro-democracy protesters rushed police barricades around the time of a morning flag-raising ceremony. Police responded by using shields, batons, and pepper spray to drive them back. Another person was arrested for his alleged involvement in the storming of the legislature building that night. Protester Daisy Chan said the protesters have to keep up the fight against the Chinese government.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail.
I'm Karen Chamas.
We also hear from Hong Kong's Legislative Council President Andrew Leung on damages he says protesters caused in the council's meeting place.
The five safety, security, and communication system have been damaged. Most of the meeting facilities cannot function properly. The security control room has been damaged seriously.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran this Sunday will begin upgrading its uranium enrichment, a worrisome development to those countries that signed the 2015 Iran nuclear accord. Rouhani suggests that when President Trump pulled the United States out of the deal, Iran gained release from the treaty's enrichment constraints. There is confusion over U.S. census forms that need to be printed and mailed out. The Trump administration insists that the forms include the question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but in a tweet, President Trump charged that those reports amounted to fake news. He says he wants the government to do whatever is necessary to preserve what he calls this most vital question. But for now, the Census Bureau continues printing its forms without it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the explanation for including the question was contrived by the administration. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's VOA.